the happiness of all living beings is more important than our own. With this belief, we begin to understand Venerable Geshe-la's compassionate vision that precious Kadampa temples for world peace, like this one, pervade our world, appear in every country in our world. Why? Because just seeing this holy, precious object, Geshe-la says, everyone who sees it, so that's a fly, a bird, anyone driving past thinking, what on earth is that? Which is probably what most people will think, which is why a little further along there's a sign on the side of the road saying, Kadampa Temple for World Peace. Anyone, animal, insect, human, any living being who sees this precious holy object receives a special potential power on their mental consciousness. We need to understand this. We also need to understand its implications in our daily practice. So anyone who sees this precious holy object receives a special potential power on their mental consciousness, which will give them the opportunity to practice Dharma, Buddhist teachings. Through practicing Buddhist teachings, they will find the spiritual path that leads to the pure and everlasting happiness of enlightenment. They will therefore attain permanent liberation from all suffering and problems. This is from just seeing the temple. Doesn't matter that we have no faith. It doesn't matter that we're not even a human being. Any living being seeing this precious holy object moment by moment by moment. So as I was looking out from where I'm staying, I saw birds of prey in the air. And I was thinking, these poor birds, they're born to kill. They have to kill to live. Every day they are killing small mammals. And yet they're flying over and around this precious temple. What hope could they possibly have if every day they're wanting to kill, killing and rejoicing in killing? They're full actions, complete actions of killing. But into their life, Geshe-la's introduced this precious holy object. Therefore, there's hope. Those imprints will ripen for them in the future when they become a human being. Do you know what will happen? They'll find themselves like us. Did we not think, oh, I don't know what happened to you. I'd love to hear each person's story. It's one of the most amazing things that we share with each other. How did you find Dharma in this life? Because I imagine most families aren't interested. So what's wrong with you? What happened to you? So in our heart, such precious potentials were ripening from the past. Look what's appearing for us through the power of those potentials. Then you think, anyone without faith, doesn't matter, even angry with this temple, just seeing it, potentials go into their heart that will ripen as finding and following the Buddhist path to enlightenment, just as is happening for us now. So I was going to read the story of Sridhata, but you know this story very well about the fly. All we remember is the fly and the dung. That is not the point of the story. So the point is a fly. The fly saw the temple. And later, those imprints ripened as a human rebirth of someone who wanted Dharma and later even wanted to become ordained and attend the realizations of Dharma in that life. That was a fly. They'd no intention of even looking at the temple. We're human beings. We understand its power. We understand even all representations of Buddha's body, speech, mind, and pure world. All have this power. If we're holding a representation of Buddha's speech, an emanation scripture, it has this power. If we're looking at a stupa representation of Buddha's mind, like Sridhata when he was the fly, it has this power. If we're looking at an image, even a visualized image of Buddha, Buddha's body, it has this power. We must understand this. So, as you know, in Mirror of Dharma, Geshe-la says, although the fly had no intention of circumambulating the stupa, it nevertheless received Buddha's blessings just by seeing the stupa. This left on its mind a virtuous potential to attain liberation. Buddha then granted Sridhata ordination. As a result, Sridhata's virtuous potentials increased. He attained liberation in that lifetime. You think, wow, all coming from the potentials he created as a fly. Then we begin to see these precious holy objects, representations of Buddha's body, speech, mind, and pure land, need to pervade our world. Geshe-la is tireless in causing this to happen. So then the most wonderful paragraph. In the Lamrim instructions, it says, just seeing an image of Buddha. So this is Buddha's form, a representation of Buddha's speech, mind, or pure land, places in our mind a potential or mental imprint that is a cause of enlightenment. Just seeing one of these holy objects places in anyone's mind the potential or mental imprint that is a cause of enlightenment. This is because Buddhas are completely pure, beyond the cycle of impure life, samsara. This potential is inside our impure mind. Although the container, our mind, is impure, its content, the potential that comes from just seeing an image of Buddha or a representation of Buddha's holy body, speech, mind, or pure land, that potential is always pure. This potential will give us great meaning. Then we understand one of our gurus' extraordinary, matchless, excellent deeds is causing these precious holy objects to appear where anyone can see them. Anyone can see them, whether they are insects, animals, human beings with no faith. Then when they retake human rebirth, they will find and follow the correct path to enlightenment. Could there be any greater kindness?